First Presidency Message, Peace in This Life. By President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. To all of us who have come into mortality, the Savior said, "In the world ye shall have tribulation." John chapter 16, verse 33. Yet he gave this wonderful promise to his disciples during his mortal ministry. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you." John chapter 14, verse 27. It is a comfort to know that the promise of personal peace continues for all of his disciples today. Some of us live in beautiful and peaceful surroundings, yet we are experiencing inner turmoil. Others feel peace and perfect serenity in the midst of great personal loss, tragedy, and continuing trials. You may have seen the miracle of peace on the face of a disciple of Jesus Christ, or heard it in his or her words. I have seen it many times. Sometimes it has been in a hospital room where a family is gathered around a servant of God who is near death. I remember visiting a woman in the hospital a few days before she died of cancer. I'd brought my two young daughters to accompany me because the sweet sister had once been their primary teacher. Her family members were gathered around her bed, wishing to be with her in her final moments on earth. I was surprised as she sat up in the bed. She reached out to my daughters and introduced them both, one by one, to each member of her family. She spoke as if my daughters were royalty being presented at the court of a queen. She found a way to say something about the way each person in the room was a disciple of the Savior. I still remember the strength, the tenderness, and the love in her voice. I recall being surprised at her cheerful smile, even as she knew her time in life was short. She had received priesthood blessings of comfort, yet she gave us all a living testimony that the Lord's promise of peace is true. "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." John chapter 16, verse 33. She had accepted his invitation, as we all can, whatever our trials and troubles. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 29. It is only through following the Savior that any of us can find peace and serenity in the trials that will come to all of us. The sacramental prayers help us to know how to find that peace amidst the tribulations of life. As we partake of the sacrament, we can determine to be faithful to our covenants to follow Him. We each promise to remember the Savior. You can choose to remember Him in the way that best draws your heart to Him. Sometimes for me, it is to see Him in my mind, kneeling in the Garden of Gethsemane, or to see Him calling Lazarus to come forth from the tomb. As I do, I feel a closeness to Him and a gratitude that brings peace to my heart. You also promise to keep His commandments. You promise to take His name upon you and to be His witness. He promises that as you keep your covenants with Him, the Holy Spirit will be with you. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 77 and 79. This brings peace in at least two ways. The Holy Ghost cleanses us from sin because of the atonement of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost can give us the peace that comes from having God's approval and the hope of eternal life. The Apostle Paul spoke of this wonderful blessing, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith." Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. When heavenly messengers heralded the birth of the Savior, they declared, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace." Luke chapter 2, verse 14. "I bear my testimony as a witness of Jesus Christ, that the Father and His beloved Son can send the Spirit to allow us to find peace in this life, whatever tests may come to us and to those we love." Teaching from this message. President Eyring teaches that the sacramental prayers can help us know how to find peace during our trials. They remind us that as we keep our covenants, we have God's promise that the Holy Ghost will be with us. Consider asking those you teach how having the Holy Ghost with us can help us have peace. You could also share your thoughts or an experience of how the Holy Ghost helped you feel peace in a trial. You might encourage those you teach to ponder this message during the sacrament this week. Applying the First Presidency message to youth, how will you remember the Savior this week? President Irene encourages us to choose to remember the Savior in the way that best draws your heart to Him. How do you always remember Him throughout the week? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 77 and 79. Do you have favorite scriptures about the Savior? You could mark a different scripture each day this week and share it with someone. Do you sing a hymn or another uplifting song in your mind when you're feeling down? Maybe choose one that is specifically about the Savior this week. Do you ponder the Savior's life and atoning sacrifice during the sacrament every week? You could prepare for the sacrament by recalling your choices throughout the week to always remember the Savior and repenting of the times when you struggle too. Do you pray for chances to share the gospel each day? Try to have a gospel discussion this week that focuses on the Savior. You could bear your testimony of the Savior during family home evening or talk to a friend at school about an experience you had at church. Make a goal to remember the Savior in a special way this week. Tell a parent, a sibling, a leader, or a friend about your goal. At the end of the week, tell them what happened. You will both feel the peace and happiness that President Irene talked about. Applying the First Presidency message to children. Come unto Christ. The Savior has promised us peace when we come unto Him, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. This means following His example and trying to stay close to Him. Cut out this card and hang it where you'll see it often. What are other ways you can come unto Christ? Here are some examples. Be reverent during the sacrament. Choose to be kind and not judge others. Read about the Savior in the Scriptures. What are some other ways you can come unto Christ? End of the First Presidency message. Peace in this life. By President Henry B. Irene, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Read by David Shaw.